Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Whole Scoop Radio with your host, Carol Ferraci, your health and wellness resource, where you get the whole scoop and nothing but the scoop.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Whole Scoop. We are a health and wellness radio show where our guests are always highly credentialed in their fields, as you well know, where our goal is to present you with different perspectives so that you can make informed decisions for the right health approach that suits you. I'm your host, Carol Ferraci, a registered licensed dietitian, practicing for over 30 years and the founder of Naturally Nutrition. You'll find me at naturallynutritioninc.com. And as you know, as a practitioner, it's important for me to provide you highly qualified guests on a variety of topics in order to promote you your own health and wellness. Tonight's show is Tune Into You. And, of course, I'm going to tell you that while our guests are highly credentialed, it's always important to seek medical advice when thinking about implementing any and all interventions discussed on this program. Call-in number is 347-855-8894. That's 347-855-8894. You can also direct questions and comments to our Facebook page, the Whole Scoop Blog Talk Radio Group. And we now have an active live website, thewholescoopradio.com. It's live now, so if you want to blog, you can blog, and we'll be there. You can access upcoming shows, access guest information, listen to previous shows, and do the live chat. Remember to sign up for our email notifications. So if you haven't checked out our page, please check it out and sign up. We're also going to start, the Whole Scoop's going to start a blog so that you can get more information on some of the topics that we're discussing. We've done a whole lot of topics on this show, so we're going to start a blog with it. 347-855-8894. We will be taking questions, and tonight's going to be a little different. So we're not necessarily just doing questions. We're going to have some interactions tonight. So I may ask you to press the number one. You're going to have to press the number one to get in the queue to be a part of this, to ask a question or do whatever. And usually I ask for that later in the show. I'm probably going to do that earlier in the show tonight, but we're going to see how this goes. So let me tell you who's here tonight. I am personally honored to have this person. She's a person that I've known for quite some time, but she's just, to say fabulous wouldn't even begin to sum it up. So I'm going to tell you, we have Kamari with us. She's an internationally acclaimed intuitive coach. She's a Reiki master, a best-selling author, spiritual evolutionary, and animal mystic. Kamari's deepest joy is empowering you to unwrap your innate, intuitive, manifesting, and healing gifts. Kamari hosted Co-Creations Activations on World Puja Network, a leader in empowerment radio and How to Heal Anything Live, an internet TV program. Her transformational work includes critically acclaimed courses on energy healing, animal communication, and groundbreaking quantum creating and divine human courses. Kamari transmits a powerful, loving, energetic presence where healing shifts occur spontaneously and the light and wisdom of the soul is unveiled. She teaches with a practicality and playfulness that is disarmingly potent, fully anchored in knowing that everyone can awaken to their divine nature and spiritual healing gifts. Kamari has practiced energy healing since 1991. She has facilitated thousands of people, myself included, and their animal friends throughout the globe. Her memberships, awards, and certifications are vast. She's a Reiki practitioner, certified Reiki Alliance master and teacher since 1995. She has won the STARS Achievement Award in 2012 and 2013 with the International Association of Women in Business. And she's a certified coach for Money Breakthrough, Niche Breakthrough, Sacred Money Archetypes, expert author for easingarticles.com, selfgrowth.com, Smart Women Radio and Transformation Magazine. She's a best-selling co-author for Empowering Transformations for Women and Journey to Joy. The list goes on. I'm just going to say, you know what, we're so honored to have her here. You can find her at www.kamarihealing.com. That's K-U-M-A-R-I healing.com. you're going to want to know that website. You're going to want to write it down. So with that, I want to say hello to my friend Kamari.
Hi,
hello?
Carol. Hi, can you hear me?
I got you. How are you?
Oh, I'm fabulous. And thank you so much for that intro. I also want to say to all of your guests that I will never, ever, ever forget how you helped my mom deal with her diabetes. It was just extraordinary. She went from being crabby and totally uncompliant to actually making it work. It was fabulous. So thank you.
Oh, wow. She was, your mom was wonderful. I loved your mom. I loved your mom from the minute I met her. And she made all of that just like so worthy. It was amazing. So
you got through in ways that our family struggled with. So I really appreciate your work as well.
So we're talking about tuning into you tonight. And, I mean, this is just right up your alley because this is what you do. So it's just to kind of give people an overview as to what that really means, it's just tuning into the whole mind-body connection. Would you not agree that that's really the crux of the whole thing?
When you're dealing with any kind of physical, mental, emotional issue, yes, I would say, oh my gosh, this is like the terrain. It's all about the mind-body connection. And we were speaking a little earlier about, for years, I was doing energy healing with clients, and I was finding the same thing over and over and over again for like decades. But this was early in the game, and no one was writing it, certainly not medical professionals and MDs. And I was experiencing that many, many chronic things that were happening in the body, things that clients were complaining about, I found that there was a deeper emotional connection, that if they could release the emotions that I found in the body intuitively connected to, then many times they were having dramatic healing responses as well. And it wasn't until Dr. John Sarno wrote a book called Mind-Body Prescription that I finally had an MD talking about the same phenomenon. I was like, finally, somebody is speaking my language, you know.
Someone gave you credibility. An MD gave you credibility for the things that you were doing, which is amazing. And I want to talk about him a little more, but I really kind of want to just go with, let's explain how you came to this connection, okay? Because people need to know your story a little bit.
Okay. So early on, I was having an experience. This was when I just started learning about Reiki energy medicine and just started meditating. I was actually still a lawyer. And I had to write this brief. And I was so stuck that it had been kicked back to me like two or three times with nasty red comments, you know, and I really didn't know where to go with it. I was sitting on a weekend trying to finish it, and I couldn't put a thing on paper. I mean, I was just, what was happening in my body was I had excruciating stomach pain. I mean, it was debilitating. And I remembered somebody had said, you know, if you just talk to your body, maybe it will tell you why it's in such pain. And I
you were a, you were a lawyer at this point, right? Going,
I was still a lawyer,
sure, right?
But I was starting to get into this other realm. Yeah. So, I mean, before this, I watched my father die of lung cancer, which is how I got on this whole journey. I was happily a lawyer, and I had no idea any of this existed. So, when my father died, I remembered thinking, I want to do more, and it was just that simple, compelling thought. And then they say, you know, when the student's ready, the teachers appear. All these people started showing up in my life, and I followed the breadcrumbs. Anyway, back to I was still a lawyer for a while, and I was starting to open to this other realm of the mind-body-spirit connection. And so I had this conversation with a lot of doubt, I must say, with my stomach, saying, why are you torturing me right now? I have to write. you know, I have to get to work, and I can't think straight when I have this much pain. And the answer I got shocked me. It was, just put the pen to paper and start somewhere. And it was so simple, but I had not had that experience before. And so I did. I didn't know what I was writing. I just started driveling on, not in any kind of legal argument kind of way. But as soon as I just got the pen moving on the paper, something opened up, like my blockade, my bodily blockade opened. And I was able to start writing. And the pain went away immediately. So I was having these kind of experiences, right, over and over and over again. Different ways that I was able to start tuning in to either my own body and then to my clients' bodies' pain signals and symptoms, and starting to dive in just with simple questions like, what is this about? You know, tell me the story. What's going on here? What is this connected to? And I was finding like 90% had repressed emotions as the answer. There was some kind of stuck emotions, things that were too difficult, too painful, hurt, sad, angry, upset, that people had not been able to process fully and release. And so they were literally like stuck in the body and causing chronic issues. So that was coming up repeatedly with people and with animals, interestingly. Same patterns in the animals. So, it was fascinating and quite a consistent pattern. Most things were not just showing up on the physical level. They were showing up on the mental, emotional level as what I would call the root cause, you know, that if you were able to deal with the root cause, either speaking about it, sometimes it was just enough to speak about it to somebody. I was tuning into stuff that sometimes people had never spoken. You know, it was too distressing for them for some reason. But because I was guiding them into it and helping them to notice it, sometimes that alone was helping. The energy healing, of course, was helping as well. But making
so these
that
were physical manifestations that people were having, real, serious, honest, bona fide issues that they were experiencing, and they were able to clear the physical issues through the energy of dealing with the emotions attached. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, the combination of the energy healing and the focus on things really started moving quickly when I helped them understand what the connection was to the emotional and mental body, mental, emotional, mm-hmm. the thought form that was creating such distress in the body. It was starting to become abundantly clear to me. And so I would share that in the session, in the healing sessions, instead of just flowing the energy, which also would help. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to talk about on this show, you know, most people did not come to me because they were just checking out Reiki or energy healing. They were coming because no one else could help them. They were out of options, you know. They were pretty much at the end of the line. And even medical people would send their clients to me when they didn't know what else to do for them. Cancer clients coming when they felt like they were out of options. And so
I'm sorry. You go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
So, yes. So I was finding that there was a very common thread between the mental, emotional aspects and the physical body, and that if I could bring to the surface the mental, emotional aspects, that many times the physical body's job was done. In other words, the physical body seemed to be holding this pattern until healing could come to that level. And pretty much when people are physically disabled, you know, through chronic pain, or they start taking actions. Whereas many times people that have mental or emotional or spiritual distress, they don't really act on it. It's not until it hits the body that people say, oh, my gosh, I got to deal with this. You know, they might have had inkling.
They even sometimes consciously even know that they have it. I mean, sometimes people just have a way of, like, saying, okay, that's over, I'm done with that, and they're really not, and they don't realize it.
That's true, too. It can be on a less aware level or an unconscious level. But I have to say, most people, when I would bring it up, it was not new to mm-hmm. them. They just didn't know how much havoc it could wreak, and they mm-hmm. didn't know how to release it. They didn't know what else to do. And so that became...
So give us an example.
Somebody came to me a week before scheduled surgery for back pain. And the back pain was actually not just psychosomatic, you know, not just emotional or mentally based. She had actually been in a very serious car accident, which caused damage to her spine. And the x-rays showed that she had ruptured discs, fairly severe arthritis, and a few more conditions, which I don't really know what they, the medical terms, but the main thing that was happening was chronic pain, like unbearable pain, and chronic and unimaginable fear, because they said from her back pain, from her x-rays, that her spinal column was very exposed, and if she had one more, even a minor bump, she could be paralyzed for life. That's
wow.
what she was living with, that constant fear. So pain plus the fear of further injury. So she was at her wit's end, and she only talked to me a week before her surgeries were scheduled. There were three surgeries scheduled, and I said, what would be your healing miracle? What would you need to call it a miracle? And she said, I was thinking to be out of pain. She said, oh, no, that wouldn't be enough. I need to be out of pain, and I need to see x-rays that show that my spine is more stable so that I don't have to freak out about any bump or injury or be permanently paralyzed. You know, she said, that's like the worst part. So it had to be multi-level. So we started working intensively for 1 week because that's all we had. And we did the Reiki energy healing sessions. I started tuning into the emotional and mental components that I was able to share with her. I had her do a lot of journaling, a lot of contemplation and writing about everything that was coming up. And I gave her a lot of energy healing techniques, some of which we'll share tonight. And when she went to her final x-rays right before the surgery was scheduled, they already came back and said, this is kind of miraculous because there's no arthritis showing up anywhere on your x-rays, like zero. And the ruptured discs were now only slightly bulging. So she went down from three surgeries to one. And I was totally disheartened because she still had one of the – she said, but it was – scaled back to a very non-invasive laser surgery to release some of the pressure. And it was very successful. So she said, Kumari, my God, I had my healing miracle, you know, because the x-rays were totally changed and her pain threshold came down to almost none. And she felt like she had her miracle. I was like, I would have liked it if you didn't have to have the surgery. I was going for 100%, you know.
You were going for 100%. Like,
hey,
oh
you know,
God.
I was like, why not? We can go for it all. So things like that are possible, certainly. And I've seen many, many variations on the theme. So
for those listening for the first time and hearing this kind of stuff, now if you've been listening to the show, you know we've done similar shows about energy and about healing and whatever, but this is a whole different level. This is a level of, you know what, from where you're coming and what is happening with you, this is about what you can do to possibly overcome it. And so it's a little bit different. It shapes a little differently. So what kinds of things, like, you've got to have, Kumari, you've got to have people that come to you that just say, my doctor told me to come and I don't even know what I'm supposed to do and I don't understand any of this. And if you don't, and I know that some of the medical people do send to you, if they're all very much enlightened, I mean, that's fabulous. But have you had those people that have just, like, kind of
oh,
been
yeah.
novices? And so how do you yeah. start with them? What kinds of things do you do to kind of get them to understand that they do have this within them, and that there is a piece of this about them?
I try to break it down really, really simply. When somebody comes in from a very structural or medical kind of viewpoint, you know, this is what's wrong, these are the tests, this is the blood work, you know, this is what I'm dealing with.
Right.
I help them to understand that there is more and more, thank God now, literature, studies, even NIH has studied Reiki now, that there's more and more out there suggesting that it is all about energy medicine, that this is the new frontier. And when I say energy medicine, I say energy therapies, that begin to allow us to reconnect to a more holistic view, holistic with a W-H-O-L, you know, as well, becoming whole with not seeing the body as separate parts, but seeing the mind that exists within a brain structure that exists impacted by our thoughts are all these chemical and hormonal chain reactions, right, that flood our systems. So they've traced everything back to energy and vibration, that when we can begin to understand that everything we think and feel has a vibrational signature or a frequency that can be matched, and it's either on the negative spectrum, you know, where it is kind of heavy and dense, and we all know what that feels like, the angry, the hurt, the sad feelings, and how we feel in our bodies when we begin to really chew on those, right?
Right.
Versus the happy, the joyous, the free, the accomplished, the successful, negative, positive spectrum feelings, which then have another cascade of chemical and physiological changes in the body. And there's so much now that I didn't have access to when I started in early 1990s. I had none of this research available to me. But now there are all these quantum physics videos, you know, showing all these connections. So it's really wonderful now that people can research this mind-body connection. But there's still, the medical field is still way behind in acknowledging this body wisdom, if you will, or the ability for us to tap into our inner guidance and begin to liberate these stuck or repressed or trapped emotions that are still causing some havoc in our system and that need to be addressed.
So I'm just kind of going to break this down a little bit.
Go for it.
Well, I'm going to try, let's put it that way. So if somebody comes to you and they don't really, you know, they don't really understand any of that, you kind of go, well, what's been going on with you? And they go, well, you know, my back hurts and my doc gave me pills and blah, blah, blah. And then you probe a little bit more and you go, you know, and you get to the emotions. Is that right? You talk to them about the kinds of things that they've been manifesting in terms of anger or, you know, just the different types of emotions. And then you start from there. Is that how, because I'm really just trying to tune in, and excuse the pun there, that wasn't intended. I'm trying to help with those that are listening going, I still don't know what she's talking about, because it's just a matter of where we are emotionally. So I guess I would say to everybody, and correct me, feel free to jump in, do whatever, you know, go back to those traumatic events in your life, or even those not so traumatic events but just had an impact in your life of some sort. And then what I think you're talking about, and I believe that you're talking about, and I know that you're talking about, is that when you're feeling that and you're holding on to those kinds of things and you think, well, okay, that event is over and it's gone, there's an imprint that's left into the physical structure of our beings, into the cellular structure of our beings, and that we have cellular memory. That is true,
yes.
And there is research on cellular memory, and that memory is directly attached to an emotion. So, So as we have those emotions, it gets into us. You know those expressions like you got into my crawl, that kind of thing, or that just went right to the core. That's really what we're talking about, even though we don't understand, we didn't really understand that. So,
ideally, we would have these experiences of like an emotion would come our way, like say you're standing in the ocean, just to give you a visual.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all these waves, right? And you're standing at the edge, and one wave is kind of small and pleasant and not too cold and not too overwhelming, and you're fine. And it washes over your feet and passes by, and it's gone, you know? But then there's this huge wave, and it's terrifyingly tall, and it kind of overwhelms you, and it knocks you off your feet, you know? And we learn to do everything to avoid that big one.
Mm-hmm.
And we stop allowing ourselves to flow. The emotions are there. They're supposed to be there for a few seconds to inform us, you know, that we need to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is we've learned to reroute in so
mm-hmm.
many ways to avoid that big one that's going to tumble us again, you know, the one that's
But we keep remembering that big one, so it gets in us, right? And then we
so
do everything.
We learn how to reroute around it. And
yeah.
we never fully allowed it to move through us and release. And we were never
right.
taught this as well. So it's nobody's fault. It was just a consciousness that I didn't have, you know, until I started becoming an energy healer and started trying to understand ways to help people let go. I didn't understand we all do this. When something is too overwhelming or too painful or too much, we would choose all kinds of things in preference to that, including chronic physical pain. Sometimes it seems that we don't know how to handle big emotional dramas and traumas. And so it stays stored in our physical being because we haven't fully learned to consciously release or process it. And it's not our fault. We just don't have those skills or tools.
Right.
So
I want to do a couple of things here. First of all, I want to tell everybody, like, I want to open the phone lines earlier tonight. So if you have a question or if you want to kind of get in on this with what you might be feeling or something or another and let Kamari help with some further explanation, and that would be great. So press the number 1 to get in the queue. The other thing is I want to kind of wrap that back because I promised you that we would go back to Dr. Sarno.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how that his work lent credibility to your work and how and why now, because we've talked about what you do a little bit and what it means to attach those emotions in the mind-body situation. But here's an MD, and I'll let you tell the rest of that story.
So in the 1990s, I believe 1999, he came out with a book, The Mind-Body Prescription, Healing the Body, Healing the Pain. And he was a back surgeon. And his experience was he was doing these surgeries and to deal with chronic pain, debilitating chronic pain. And people started coming back after 3 to 5 years. And he was very troubled by that. He thought that was not cool. Thank goodness. And so he began to study like he did in medical school. And he looked up all these x-rays and noticed that there was actually no direct correlation between the really curved, damaged spines on the x-rays and the pain threshold, the pain that people were experiencing. So people with terrible-looking spines were having no pain, and people with perfectly healthy functioning spines were having enormous pain.
Are you there?
Yeah, I am. I can hear you.
Hello, Kamari?
I can hear you. Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Okay, can you hear me?
I don't know if anybody can hear me. Can somebody give me a sign that you can still hear me, and or if you're hearing Kamari, because I just lost her.
So I'm hearing
somebody,
you.
Please let me know what's happening here. Interesting. Okay. Well, Kamari just let me know that she can hear me. I don't know. Can anybody hear Kamari? Okay. Everybody can hear both of us.
Okay.
But I am no longer hearing Kamari, which is very weird. So I'm going to see what I can do about that on this end. So, Kamari, keep talking, please.
I will. Okay. Fabulous. So
there you are. Okay. I gotcha.
Okay. So Dr. Sarno basically started investigating this, and he dove into the issue of psychosomatic pain, which most people are horrified to hear because they're experiencing truly physical pain. It's not just in the mind as this separate thing, like they're making it up. That's not actually it. He came up with a new phrase.
Especially women. You know, that's
right.
Really been attributed to women, right.
Right. And so it wasn't that, but he found, just like I was finding, that over 80% of reported chronic pain was able to be dealt with psychotherapy, and even people reading his book, just to know that there were emotional aspects to their pain, that if they began to be with that, you know, deal with the dramas and traumas that had happened to them, that they could actually heal their own back pain. So people literally just reading his book were getting healed because they started making that connection between painful emotions and painful body experiences. So
it doesn't mean that they were crazy, and it doesn't mean that they just needed, like, intense therapy. It means that they just needed to learn to identify what was happening or what had happened so that they could start to release it, right?
Yes, yeah, start to acknowledge that there could be those aspects and to begin to honor that, you know, speak about them, get therapy, get counseling. And he had remarkable results, remarkable results. So I was very, very excited to be able to send people to this book and others like it in the aftermath, that people could start to, not just listening to this very woo-woo energy healer, but understand that many people, including medical professionals, were finding the same extraordinary connection. So that was called a mind-body prescription. Highly recommend it.
Wow. Right.
So,
okay, anybody want to press 1 and talk to Kamari? And if you are pressing 1 and it's not coming through, if you're not hearing me, I'll call out the last 4 digits of your telephone number once I see that you're in the queue for questions. So when you press 1, I'll know that. So a little bit of business here, Kamari. I'm sorry I've got to do this. It's halfway through, so I just got to remind people what they're listening to. Give me a second, okay?
You're listening to The Whole Scoop Radio with your host, Carol Ferraci, your health and wellness resource, where you get the whole scoop and nothing but the scoop.
And we're talking with Kamari tonight, doing a just fabulous conversation on the mind-body connection and how physical ailments are attached to emotions and how we just don't always deal with that. So, and you'll find Kamari at www.kamarihealing.com. She's fabulous. She's wonderful. She's intuitive. She's intelligent. And we're very glad that she's here. Thank you very much. So back to you. You were making a point, and I cut you right off because I'm rude like that.
Quite all right. Basically, feeling is healing. You know that we learned at a very young age to maneuver very creatively, I would say, and many times for our survival, to maneuver around really uncomfortable situations and feelings because they're overwhelming us as a young person. And yet this very skillful way to navigate being in a human body can come back to haunt us later on when it's not so skillful to continue to repress and suppress our emotions, because it can really cause some deep physical pain as well. So I don't know if we want to go into the energy clearing and healing technique before we talk to people, or do you want to do that after?
Whatever you think is best.
I would love to do it now and then take the call.
Okay.
We can just keep taking calls. So I wanted to assist everybody with some energy techniques that I love to teach everyone because I believe everybody should have access to these. And I call them energy healing techniques, but truly they are something everybody can do. You do not have to be an energy healer to do them. So there's about 5 steps that I want to take you through, and I'll do it all together. And the first one is choice. As we understand how important our thoughts are, I want to bring you to create an intention or to choose to decide to increase your intuition, or as I like to call it, your internal guidance system. Everyone has one. We all know at times we don't know how we know, but there are times when we know things and we have no idea how they come to us. This is our gut feelings, our internal guidance system, or our intuition, if you will. Many, many names for it. And so first, choose to become more intuitive. And you can do this by creating this intention or affirmation. Very simply, my intuition, my internal guidance system, is growing stronger every day in every way. Just choose a different thought. If you want to increase that, that will be very helpful. Because if you're fighting it, if you're doubting it, you say you want to be more intuitive, but you kind of are fighting against it, that doesn't work as well. So that's the first thing. Choose a different thought to get behind and to try out for yourself. The second is calling all your energy, all parts of yourself. Energy equals mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual levels. All of our thoughts are energetic and have a certain frequency. Part of the reason we don't heal is because we're split, even though we say we want to heal. We're not in present time. Much of our attention and our awareness is in the past, stewing over something that could have, would have, should have gone differently, or worrying about future. So this is a very powerful energy tool, actually. Sounds really simple, but it's very profound. Call all parts of yourself, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, right here, right now, into the present. I am so present right now. And just work with that for a moment. See how you feel. I always feel more contained, if you will, less scattery. The third is connecting with the earth, or grounding, or they're even calling it earthing now. Doctors are talking about the power of earthing to even work with blood pressure and heart disease, that we have so lost the earth's natural resonance that is particularly healing for the human body, because we're all in these modern hooked up Wi-Fi, internet capable environments, wearing rubber-soled shoes, you know, which is disconnecting us from the normal earth resonance or grounded connection. So let's reconnect from the base of our spine, which is the beginning of the energy chakra system. It's called the root chakra, the base of the spine. And imagine a cord or a tube that connects you right into the center of the earth. Just use the power of your visualization to choose to reconnect to the earth, whether you're in an apartment, don't have to be actually on ground floor to do this. It's through your intention and thought forms. Because as you think, so shall you be. So begin to see that you are consciously connecting to earth. We had to do this earlier because the electronics for the show were a little wacky. Carol was hearing a lot of
people. Sure did.
Yeah.
And which is why I wasn't surprised when I couldn't hear you anymore.
Yeah. So our energy frequency affects the electronics. We are magnetic, we are electromagnetic beings. And so we can consciously begin to work with that by re-choosing to reconnect to the earth energy, which is a very healing resonance for the human body. And just pull up from that cord or tube. I like to make it a tube. So you can just envision this beautiful healing golden light from the earth's core to come up that tube and begin to fill up your body. And this is all through your intention, visualization, very powerful. And finally, even as you are recalibrating to the earth's wonderful healing frequencies and resonances, very stabilizing, very protective. Mother Earth is also seen as the divine feminine aspect. If you think of Mother Earth, Father Sky, it is the divine feminine piece of that. So as you are reconnecting and recalibrating, you might start to feel more stable, more solid, more centered, just calmer. It's all very, very common when you start reconnecting to earth energy. Now I want you to consciously release, again, through your intention, and I'm sending you healing energy as well, release any energies in the form of thoughts, feelings, emotions, concepts, whatever level they exist on. Any energies that are no longer serving your highest good, just push a button, if you will, and have them magnetized right down that cord or tube to Mother Earth. Just take out the trash, if you will. And allow yourself to release any of those thought forms that are in the cellular memory, in your circulatory system, organs, skeletal system, mental, emotional bodies, or even spiritual aspect of self. Just allow yourself to release anything you no longer need that is no longer serving you. And some of these energies are not even yours, but we're all constantly receiving and transmitting frequencies in the form of thoughts and feelings. And so we pick up others' thoughts and feelings, and we also transmit them. And so now we're consciously choosing to release those that are not our highest good, and they're no longer serving us, and breathe. And just take a little inventory here as you exhale. Just notice how you feel now compared to when we started. Fabulous. So now would be a good time to take some calls, Carol, I think.
Okay. Let's do caller 2601, 2601. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I'm enjoying your show. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. What's your name?
Maria.
Hi, Maria.
Hi.
Can I help you?
Well, right in the middle of this beautiful exercise that you were doing for us, I had a daughter frantically calling in. So, you know, even calling the house phone. So I wasn't able to do the exercise.
Mm-hmm.
But I was madly writing things down so I can try to practice that. Over the last year specifically, my back problem has deteriorated to the point where it's chronically painful, and I was very interested in listening to what you were saying about how our emotions, you know, are expressed, or actually the repressed emotions, better said, are expressed, you know, physically through our body and cause of much pain. And I was wondering if an issue that occurred quite a few years ago now could be manifesting itself now physically, perhaps because I haven't dealt with it properly. Is that what I hear you saying?
Yes, and not your fault, actually. None of us knew how to do this. I was not taught this. You know, this was not something I was raised with. Conscious release and working on this level is quite new to all of us. So first of all, I'd like to say please don't hold yourself in blame or shame. Second, mm-hmm. I'd like to ask you, where is this back pain right now? Are you feeling it now?
Not when I'm sitting down, but I feel it all the time. Very debilitating, so that I really don't want to walk anymore. I don't really want to go places. I've gained a lot of weight. There's a lot of low self-esteem wrapped up into everything that's happening. Depression, trying to wrap my brain around being, you know, limited, of limited mobility. And so I'm just wondering, it had not occurred to me that any of this might be related to any emotional
mm-hmm.
things that I'm feeling. But now, of course, I'm rethinking it. I'm rethinking what has led me to this place where I am
yeah.
right now.
So, Maria, where when it does hurt, where is your back pain located specifically? Is it mid, low, higher up?
Well, I originally thought that I had lost a hip. There was all this pain in the hip area, the lower
yeah,
buttock.
That's what I was getting. Okay, I just wanted to validate that I'm getting very low pain.
Oh, okay.
And I felt it also in the front region. I felt it come up in the lower chakras, the belly.
Okay, sure. I do have some abdominal pain and stomach
yeah.
issues.
Yeah,
wow.
Very, very connected.
Wow.
So
that's incredible.
How is your stomach pain right now? What's going on in your belly? Just take a moment and come into your body.
Well, I'm not really good at tuning into myself. I'm usually focused on too many other things, but I would say that most of my stomach pain is controlled through medication, but I have abdominal cramping lately that has nothing to do with the meds I'm taking. So,
do me a favor and just bring your focus into your belly for now. We're going to do another level of release. By the way, when you were first taught, I'm sending healing to you already. When you first called, I felt the pain in the belly. But
mm-hmm.
as we were talking, I already feel that shifting. So on my end, sometimes I'm a little ahead of the client. You know, I feel things
right.
shift more quickly, and it takes their mind-body a little longer to register it. It's like I get a heads up.
Oh, okay.
I get the heads up of where it's going, so I'm already feeling a shift. But I want to bring you into that area to just guide you through another release.
Okay.
I'm not getting a story yet, but I'm getting that is the focus area for you. Rather than the back is the belly, and the pain that you have in the belly is more, it's easier to find the emotion there. It's literally like the front of our bodies, it's easier to feel, and the back is kind of where we put things on the back burner, like they're more of the subconscious pain. It's harder to get into those. So just bring your awareness into your belly right now.
Okay. I don't have pain in my belly right now.
Okay. You mentioned an emotional drama or trauma that you thought it might be. Just think about something that comes to mind that is has been upsetting for you that you might connect to this.
Well, when I think of that emotional pain,
mm-hmm.
then I have a stomach flip.
Yep,
it's not,
that's it.
It's
so come in, think of that emotional pain just
mm-hmm.
long enough to feel the energy in the stomach. Tight,
okay.
flipped, nausea, whatever, however you... Okay, good.
Okay.
So focus on that tightness in the stomach.
Okay.
And could you allow a little bit more of that energy to come up now and release. I'm going to guide you through three release questions.
Okay.
So now that you're aware of the connection, you're focusing on allowing whatever you weren't able to allow, you know. It was too much. It was too overwhelming. It's okay. You're going to just do it now. Could you allow a little bit more of this tightness in the stomach, this energy, this old energy in the stomach, to move through you and release? You don't have to know how. You just have to choose release this time rather than repress.
Okay.
Stop, you know, let it out versus stuff it. Good. Would you allow this energy to move through you and release?
Okay.
And when? Just keep your focus
okay,
in the
now.
Belly. Hello?
I'm so sorry.
And everyone's going crazy. Let's, Carol, let's maybe mute her out for now. Let her be there, and maybe we can check back with her in a moment at the end or something. Just let her do that process for a moment. Are you back, Maria? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Carol, hello? I hear you now. Yes.
I'm so sorry. Do you need to move on to someone else? Yes. I'm sorry.
I thought we were getting disconnected, so I was going to just ask you if you noticed any change so far in that flip-flop type feeling.
Well, I was just trying to release the emotion, just try to let it pass through when my daughter showed up at the door and all of
the dogs
started barking. So I'm sorry. It was just not meant to be today.
Actually, it was meant to be. That's, if you just work with that, you will have amazing, amazing shifts. Now you know where to focus.
Thank you.
You know
how
to
focus. I will.
And you know some questions to help you begin the release process, okay? Thanks, Maria.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Carol? Did we lose Carol again? Oh, no. Oh, my word.
Can you hear me?
Hello? I can now. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what that was about, but all right.
Okay.
Okay, we have another one. You want to do another one?
Sure.
Okay. 2205.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Trish. For probably the past 2 or so years, I've had really bad neck, and then in between my shoulder blade pain.
Mm-hmm.
For a while, I was going to the chiropractor, and
mm-hmm.
then just life got in the way, and I stopped going because I didn't really feel like I was seeing enough progress to really think that it was worth
mm-hmm.
going back. So most of my pain is usually like headaches and neck and back pain that sometimes I just lay down all the time and I don't want to do anything. And
yeah.
So
where is it now on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being really excruciating and 1 being pretty not noticeable? What are you experiencing right now?
Right now it's kind of okay. It's probably like a 6.
Okay.
But when I lay down usually at night, that's when I feel it the most, or if I'm sitting at my desk during the day, that's when I feel it a lot.
So let's just take a moment and feel into 6 to me would not be a very satisfactory number, by the way, but okay.
Okay.
6 is still way too much pain for my taste, but just be with where you're feeling, if there's a point of pain or is it more general right now? Is there a specific place it's coming up?
It's coming up, like, right in between my shoulder blades right now.
Okay. Just focus there for a moment. Take a few deep breaths and bring your awareness into the body. Did you notice any change when we did the release, the grounding and releasing? Anything change for you?
Like just now or previously?
Just on the call now.
Not really.
Okay. So what I want you to do once again is reconnect to the grounding piece
okay.
of it. So see your energy going all the way through your spine, right into the center of the earth. Just consciously make that connection again. And call
okay.
up that earth energy, that beautiful healing frequency of Mother Earth. And see your channel coming right up through the spine, right out the top of your head, widen a little bit. Just allow that energy channel to open up, increasing your flow of chi or life force or earth energy and your own energy. It feels a little too narrow for my taste, which is normal. It's normal. Just widen that. So allow more of that golden energy to flow through all the way up and out the top of the head. Just take a few really deep breaths. I'm working with it as well. And I keep getting a relationship that this connects to an old, an unhealed relationship issue. But I'm working with it as it's showing up in the body. So you don't always have to know what the thing is or what the emotion is in order to begin to release it, you know? You can just acknowledge this is perhaps some old emotional energy, and I now choose to allow it to move through me. But that's the feeling I got, that there was a person attached to it.
Probably my mom.
Mm.
We used to be really, really close, and then through my parents' divorce, she kind of pushed us aside.
Yeah.
That's probably it.
Are you
the divorce happened about 2 years ago.
Are you still speaking?
Cordially, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The other sense I got is some of this is around the throat chakra, and that is about speaking your truth. I highly recommend if you could write her a beautiful letter expressing how you feel, you know. It feels like you haven't been able to say some things that might need to be said about how you're feeling about it all.
Yeah.
So if you make a deal with your body that you will begin to speak some of those feelings to your mom, especially, but maybe to other people as well who, you know, come up when you think about this headache pain. It's actually neck pain, shoulder pain, neck pain. How is it now? You said it was a 6. Where is it now?
Probably like a 5 because I'm not really thinking about it.
Okay, so just check in with it. Just go into the point where you were feeling the blockage.
It does feel a little bit better.
It feels a little better to me, and I also felt a twinge in the heart space, which is the feeling center. So I think what's happening is as you make a deal with your body to just say, you know, now I'm on the track here, if I agree, you can negotiate ahead of time, by the way. Just tell the body that you are going to begin to speak more of your feelings from your heart space. It's not about being right or wrong. It's just about speaking your truth, you know, however you do
mm-hmm.
that best. Whether it's writing a letter, getting on the phone, doing it in person, it doesn't matter. It's about you having the courage to move this energy outward, from inside where it's stuck to outward. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So as you do that, ask the body if it can let go of the way it's trying to show you how painful this is to not speak your truth. Just ask to negotiate a release right here, right now. Breathe. Good. You notice anything?
I feel calmer.
Yeah, my whole neck area just cracks. It opened up. I actually imagine. I feel people as I'm working with them. I start feeling things in my own body, and to me, I'm very sensitive to energy. The blockage. It was like a boulder in the stream, and now it's like a pea.
I feel, I don't really feel much at all where I was feeling it before.
Fabulous. So 1 to 10, it's now a what? Can't find it?
Yeah, I can't really find it.
I'll take a 0.
Yeah.
We'll take a 0.
There you go.
All right, fabulous. Thank you.
Oh, that's fabulous. On that though, we're out of time.
Okay. That was wonderful. Nice work.
Thank you, Trish, for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay. Kamari. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, you're everything I promised you would be, you know? Amazing. Just amazing. As usual, the hour went by so quickly, and even with some of the electronic quips we had tonight, you know, I don't know, but fabulous, thank you. Can we ask you to come back?
Sure.
We'd love to have you back. Well, and next time you come back, we won't need to do so much foundation work. We can just...
we can zip right in.
Yeah, just kind of zip right in and go for it. Does that sound like a plan?
Yeah. Wasn't it cool how we negotiated with the body and the body finally released? So the body's just trying to get the message through in a way that we acknowledge it.
Right.
Isn't that cool?
Right.
Yeah.
It is cool. Very cool. I mean, I think you just kind of enlightened a lot of people tonight in terms of how they really can just get in touch. And the first caller, even with the interruptions, I mean, just keeping her in that space and then saying, you know what, you can always go back to this. I think it was,
yeah,
it was meant to be that way so that she and everyone else would know that you can, you, meaning all of us, each of us, can go back to that space at any point in time that we need to. And just deal with it as we would if you were sitting here on this show. So
yeah,
I think that's, yeah,
a little bit at a time. You know, these things didn't happen overnight. They happened over a period of time, and so we just chip away at, you know, chip away.
Right. Wonderful. Everybody, thank you. Kamari, thank you. And we'll figure out when you're coming back, and we'll go from there.
Thank you.
We'll be back in a couple of weeks where we're having a return guest who actually asked for him to come back. He is Dr. Garrett Wopes. He's out of South Dakota. He is a podiatrist. If you don't remember him, some of you might remember him. You had a ton of questions for him, and he actually does a whole lot of stuff with how healthy feet are the foundation to health. So that should be interesting again. But we're gonna twist that a little bit with him. So we'll stay posted. Follow us on Facebook at our Blog Talk Radio group. Also check us out on thewholescoopradio.com, our new website, and you can catch all these episodes and tell us what you want to hear. We're always open. And we look forward to hearing what you have to say and what you want to hear. And we'll go from there. And Kamari, we'll see you again. Everybody, I'm going to say goodnight. Night.
Night.